The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, America. Kate Delaney. Happy to be hanging out with all of you during this holiday in Los Angeles, in D.C., Chicago, New York City, some protests over what happened in Ferguson or didn't happen in Ferguson. The fact that Officer Darren Wilson was not indicted. In the city itself, cop cars, torch, there have been a couple of them, and the protests a little bit more violent there than across the nation. Now, there have been roads that have been blocked off because of people lying down. Basically, they call it a die-in. You have other people who have yelled some things out and have put up their hands, as to say Michael Brown had his hands up. So there are plenty of people with voices out there that are using them, including Officer Wilson, who said he did his job right. There were a lot of TV networks who were jockeying to get that interview with Wilson, but it landed on the doorstep of George Stephanopoulos. In the interview, pretty much he went through everything that happened. And Stephanopoulos afterwards asked him if he was haunted by it and how he felt. And he said, I don't think it's haunting. It's always going to be something that happened. He said, the reason I have a clear conscience is that I know I did my job right. He repeated what he told a grand jury investigating the shooting. He said that Brown reached into his police car and grabbed his gun. He said he was fearing for his life. He asked him to move out of the center of the street, and he said that the 18-year-old walked over to his car, pushed the door back as the cop, Wilson, tried to get out of the car, and he said as he looked back at him, punches started to fly. And you did see that on his face. They even measured it. They showed how his face was bruised on the one side. And nothing had happened to his eye or any of that kind of stuff. But the side had definitely been punched. You could tell that. And that's what he said. He said he threw the first one. He hit me in the left side of my face. He said he didn't know how many times he got hit. He knew there was just a lot of swinging and grabbing and pulling for about 10 seconds. He said he reached out of his window with his right hand to grab onto Michael Brown's forearm. And he said that he wanted to move him away, and he couldn't do it. He tried to do it, and he couldn't move him away. And before he knew it, he said he was reaching for his gun, that Michael Brown was doing that. And as he did that, he told him to back off or he would shoot. And he said that Brown said, you're too much of a blank to shoot me, before grabbing the top of the gun. And he said he thought he was going to lose the gun and that was going to be it for him. So he tried to fire off, two shots, but the gun jammed twice. And he said that he tried to reach the trigger guard to shoot Wilson, but he said he got a shot off on his third attempt, and then he gets even more upset, and he was aggressive, and then, you know, he went on to describe what happened there. He said there was another shot, and then he gets out of his car, goes after Brown, who turns around from 30 to 40 feet. He said he reached into his waistband, because this is what some of the witnesses were talking about. He reached into his waistband with one hand, made a fist with the other. He started charging him, and his initial thought, he said, was that there was a weapon in there. And Wilson said Brown never, ever had his hands up as if to surrender. He charged him, so he said he shot. He fired the shots and paused and noticed one of them hit him. He didn't know where. He saw that he kind of flinched a little bit. And he paused, and he told him to stop again, but he kept coming. So he fired again, and then he flinched again, and then this is what happened. So now this is the first time that this has been, at least a little excerpt of it has been seen It's an hour-long interview. He said he couldn't have done anything differently. And when Stephanopoulos asked him if the incident would have turned out differently if Michael Brown had been white, Wilson said no. He said no, not at all. So he's been 6 years on the force. He's 28 years old, and he's been placed on administrative leave since the shooting. He worked for 2 years at another police department before that. He's on leave. And this is, of course, the normal thing that happens, the internal investigation. And at this point, no decision has been made on what happens from here. And he's told people close to him, as we've talked about before, that there was the rumor about the resignation, that he would resign because it would help ease the pressure and it would protect other officers. He was worried about what about everybody else, not just himself. The Justice Department is looking into whether Darren Wilson violated Michael Brown's civil rights. And in these transcripts that of the testimony that the grand jury heard, they've been released. So now it's about considering whether to bring charges. You know, when that's what they were considering, whether to bring charges in Brown's death. We know what happened. This is what sparked all this violence. Wilson told the jurors that he never fired his gun on duty before that day, never. And he said that his original goal was just to arrest Brown after identifying him as a possible suspect in a shop theft. He fired 12 shots, according to the grand jury proceedings. And he told the grand jury that 2 shots were fired during the struggle, as he described, at his car, and then fired 3 bursts of gunfire as he chased and backed away from Brown. And you know, that's it. And this shooting in August has really let off a firestorm that is tough to put the genie back in the bottle, if you know what I'm saying. And wouldn't it be great if there were just some serious conversations instead of some of these problems in Ferguson? Although I said this on a previous show, and many of you probably already know this, that there were certainly peaceful demonstrations. There were probably 100 peaceful demonstrations. That's the estimate. So not everything was chaotic this entire time. It was chaotic initially, and then we saw how awful it was in the aftermath. I don't understand the looting and setting businesses on fire and destroying people's lives that way, and a town that way. It doesn't make any sense to me that they did that. But what happens next is up in the air as to whether or not anything happens justice-wise with the Justice Department investigation that I mentioned. As far as Wilson is concerned or not, the thought is probably not. And for those of you traveling on the holiday, oh, please make sure going and coming and all of that in between, you check if you're flying, especially on the East Coast. There's going to be problems in the Philadelphia airport. There's going to be problems in Washington, D.C. There's going to be problems in the Northeast, rain and snow. So high wind, snow, all that kind of stuff. Who knows what's going to be hardest hit, but we know that it's coming along I-95, so you have to brace for it. You could be spending a long day at the airport. Hang with us, and I'll meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
The average family has 3 days of food in their pantry. Don't get caught with your pantry down this winter. Get 3 weeks of food free with your purchase of a 3-month supply of Go Foods now through November 30th. Call 800-648-9753 or order online at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753 or www.storefoodnow.com.
You ready? I'm going to cue this up. We have Dr. Jude Miller-Burke. She's in our virtual green room, or might be turning different colors now, I'm not sure. Psychologist and author of The Millionaire Mystique, How Working Women Become Wealthy, and You Can Too. I mean, there's a key thing. You say, millionaire, you can too. So I imagine, Dr. Burke, you're very popular at holiday parties, are you?
Well, I'm a psychologist, so that doesn't make me too popular, but yes, people are very interested in the topic.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, so here's the thing. What you did was you spoke to a whole bunch of people across the board, right? Tell us how you came up with your research for your book and pulled it all together.
I had worked at Honeywell in Minneapolis for 10 years and then United Health Group in Minneapolis for 10 years. And at age 40, later in life, I had pretty much three kids, boom, 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 and moved to Paradise Valley, Arizona for my husband's business and met so many people who were from the School of Hard Knocks. They were self-made millionaires, men and women. And over a glass of wine or a cup of coffee, they would tell me about the adversities they had experienced, poverty, child abuse. And I thought, how did they get from this kind of a family upbringing to where they are today? And really believe there was a positive story and a positive message that I needed to get out to people.
So what was the commonality? What was the one thing that you could pick out of all of them? That was it, the persistence? What was it?
We had so much statistically significant data, but there were quite a few things that were very important. One of them was in terms of personality type, they were a very conscientious group. and over 75% of them had experienced detours or failures, and they really saw failure as a part of success. They were extroverted as a group, and something we don't talk about very often, but they were comfortable in their own skin. They were comfortable relating to people. They had good interpersonal skills, good written communication skills, and verbal skills. As leaders, they were transformational leaders. They really were very involved in engaging the whole workforce, painting a vision of where they wanted the organization to go, and also really rewarding great effort and guiding those people that weren't coming along as they should. So it's a group of people, I think it was, 75% of them were from middle class, lower middle class, or low income families. On average, they had two adverse childhood events, including death of a sibling, witnessing domestic violence, child abuse. So it's a group that persevered and continued on in spite of detours and failures until they became successful.
Wow. That's awesome. I love those kinds of stories. So now we turn our attention to the holidays, right? And how do you handle the holidays, as someone suggested to me, like a millionaire? And that's interesting because of the commercialization of everything from Hanukkah to Christmas to everything in between. It's so much about the presents. So how does a millionaire handle that, the rituals?
Well, just like the millionaire leader is not necessarily focused on rewards, employees can tell if the leader of an organization has the what's best for the organization, what's best for the employees in mind, because leaders know what's right and they know how to do the right thing. Well, the same is true with the holidays. This is not a group of people that's overly focused on the materialism of the holidays. They are, on average, a more analytical group, which says to me, and I primarily studied women for my book, that they treat the holidays a little bit like a business. So many of these women and men, but 75% of the women were managing work and family. And so they had to be highly organized, they delegated, and they had a very analytical approach to how they managed the family and integrating that with their work life. The same applies to the holidays. They have a support group, and they know who their support group is, and they rely on those people to talk about, you know, what their plans are for the holidays. It's a group of people that knows their values, what's important, because it's so important to think about for you and your family, what is it that makes the holiday for you? Is it cooking together? Is it going to church? You know, is it going on a ski vacation? What is it that makes the holidays for you? You know, some people love the holidays, some people hate the holidays, and probably all of us have some ambivalence. But this group as a whole is more analytical, and so they make a plan for the holidays. Discuss that with their partner, their spouse, discuss it with the children, and then they act accordingly. Oftentimes they hire a little bit of help. They hire a high school student to help them run errands, do some wrapping, drop off gifts, if that's part of the rituals that they want to do. And this is a very assertive group. On average, over 50% of the women said they were comfortable arguing a point of closure, which is very surprising. And then over 60% of them had been told that they were argumentative by friends and family.
Ooh.
So this is an assertive group of people. So when someone says to them, could you host a holiday party at your house? They're very gracious, but also very comfortable in saying, this is not the best year for me to do that. Or if they've been invited to 5 different holiday gatherings, they're not afraid to say, Johnny's not feeling well, my son's ill, we're not going to make it tonight. So it's a group of women that probably have had to face into how much they want to please others because of balancing work and family already, and then they apply that to the holidays.
So it sounds like, too, not afraid to say, when you're talking about parties and stuff, not afraid to say the word no. Everybody keeps telling us you have to say yes, 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 but that's not necessarily true, is it?
Not true at all. In fact, having a stop doing list is a good thing. And that may be where you want to start this year. Well, I would probably put your values first and really, you know, talk to your family about what are the important rituals that you have and what things you want to do together as a family. But at the same time, make a stop doing list. What are those things that you do every holiday season that really don't give you any nourishment for your soul? They don't give you any internal satisfaction. And make that list and start crossing things off. And anticipate the stress too, you know, not avoid it. You know, if you have four kids, for instance, you know one of them probably will catch something during the holiday season. So you need to think ahead, whether it's the deadlines at work or the holiday concerts at school or the, you know, the holiday clothes that are needed for those concerts for the kids, and to really plan ahead. And so anticipate that stress and lean into it and not avoid it.
Yeah, I like that. How about, so that kind of goes along with the stress thing, you know, taking your walk, walking the dog, going to exercise classes, trying to sort of stay healthy if possible. That would make a big difference, wouldn't it?
Yes, and that's the bottom line. And I found that with the self-made millionaires, men and women that I studied too, is that they really build their resilience on a day-to-day basis. This is a group of people that have some kind of meditation or mindfulness practice, whether that is walking a dog or running or doing a dance class or meditating, whatever that might be. So they don't let those rituals go during the holidays. They don't let that self-care go. In fact, you may want to decide for yourself tonight to drink less, to eat less, and you may be one of those people that feel better after the holidays because you've used self-discipline and you've maintained your self-care. You know, whether it's exercising or nutrition, drinking less. Just because it's the holidays doesn't mean you have to let go of taking care of yourself, because that's where it all starts.
Yeah, I love that. And, you know, I love what you said, too, about your friends or people that are close to you that can help you, your support group. Sometimes that support group is, and you probably know this just as well as I do and found this out in your research, it's like it can be a mastermind group, a group that you get together. It can be a business/caring group, too, can it?
Very true. And you can get your support, brainstorm gift ideas, you know, talk about the stresses you have and feel that support and get that nourishment to go on. Because the holidays go on for quite a while. I mean, it's week after week after week, starting this Thursday. Thanksgiving.
Don't you love it? I love it that everybody says, oh, it's the holiday. There's always sort of a cringe in people's voices, even if they're happy about the holidays. It's a wild thing.
Yes, and the holidays change year to year. I mean, my family, we've gotten along great for years and years, but this year we have some tension, and everybody wanted to fix the tension. And what I've decided to do is let it be whatever it's going to be. You know, accept my ambivalence and let people get along however they get along. Whoever wants to attend functions can, but you can't control it. You can't make it to be what you have this vision of it to be or what it's been in the past. And so I think to really accept whatever is going to be this year is one thing you can do.
Yeah, great advice. I love it. Dr. Jude Miller-Burke, psychologist, author of The Millionaire Mystique, How Working Women Can Become Wealthy and You Can Too. How they have become wealthy and you can too. Thank you and happy Turkey Day.
Oh, happy Thanksgiving to you too. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Yes, Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Sale is on right now at guns80.com. That's guns80.com, guns and the number 8080.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage. Period.
Here's the season for looking for really good skin cream. I've noticed that I've seen just a ton of commercials where they're charging you like $1,000 for a tiny little ounce of the stuff, but they swear it's miracle cream. And I've always wondered about that. I've always wondered if it's the big ripoff, if people just get sucked into it and then don't realize what they're doing and really think this is going to be the miracle they need for the few wrinkles they have around their eyes or wherever it may be. Because let's face it, everybody wants to look their best. There's no doubt about that. And we get the whole cream thing. But I don't think really most of the people across America, women and men, by the way, understand exactly what they're getting. I really, really believe that. So in this edition of It's Your Business, Dr. Dee Telting joins us. And she knows all about this stuff because she's got her own company. She's the founder and CEO of the Dallas Collection Skincare. And, you know, you can go and check out the website and you'll be amazed at some of the things that you'll see there. Hey, Doc, thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So you heard what I had to say. I really believe that's true. I think there's a lot of confusion about skin cream. We all want to look better. We all want to find the right thing, but I don't think we really understand what we need. Do you find that there's a lot of confusion?
Absolutely, there is. You know, I think a lot of the confusion comes from a lot of the marketing messages that we're getting. And we've been convinced that you have to have expensive skincare products or that really expensive skincare works better than inexpensive skincare.
Yeah.
And that simply is not true.
Explain why that's not true. That must have to do with ingredients, right?
Absolutely. You know, there are only so many manufacturers in the world that make skincare products, right? And there's only so many ingredients that really work on your skin. So what I always tell my customers is, you know, take the packaging and the national spokesperson that they're spending millions of dollars on, and take price out of the equation. And the first thing that you should do is look at the ingredients, because it's all about the ingredients as to whether it's going to be good for your skin or work on your skin. That's what's best.
What are some key ingredients that you need? What are the things that you should look for? What do you need to help your skin?
Yeah. Well, you know, just like when we put foods in our body, you know, when we were starting to read ingredients and labels on food products, we should do that with our skincare. And the first thing that I tell people to look for is look at what the first five ingredients are, because those first five ingredients are going to really tell you whether this product has actual active ingredients that can truly improve your skin, or they just have a bunch of fillers. For example, if your first ingredient is water in your skincare, that's what you're buying is water. You know, if the first five ingredients are a lot of different chemicals and additives, that's what you're buying. You are not buying active ingredients. So when I formulated the Dallas Collection skincare line, the first thing I wanted was an active ingredient that can truly improve your skin. So I started with organic aloe vera as my first ingredient, because I know it's good for your skin. And I was being a little selfish. I wanted a skincare product that worked on my skin, that was good for me. And if it was good for me, I knew it would be good for all my friends and family.
Yeah. When you decided to do this, and you had all these ideas, did you shatter some of your own myths? I mean, it had to be kind of cool to do this. I think it would be so neat. I mean, it's like you're like a scientist figuring out, okay, what didn't work? How do I get, you know, my face hydrated? Because that's what so many people need, and they don't get it.
Yeah.
How do I pull this all together? What was that like for you?
You know, I learned a lot about the backside of creating a skincare product. I really did. I mean, it was a lot of fun to learn what worked, what didn't, what you have to put together. I tell you, the big thing I learned was that, you know, not all plant and natural ingredients are really good for you. And so that was the first lesson. A lot of products say they're natural, all natural, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're good for your skin. On the flip side, I learned that there is some tremendous scientific technology that can be used to improve and enhance your skin, and it's not harmful for you. So not all science and technology in skincare is bad. I think so. That was big for me to learn that you could put natural ingredients together with science and really come up with something that's good for your skin.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I learned a lot.
There you go. What is your favorite thing of all the different products that you went through that you feel like, wow, this really hit the mark? Because, I mean, of course you'd say, oh, I like everything, you know, but there's got to be one that really you thought, this is, I just love this, and I'm happy I have it.
Yeah. There were actually two products that once we formulated the line, I just can't live without. And it's because I started, you know, I had really bad acne when I was young, and so I had terrible skin, was very embarrassed by my skin well into my 20s. And it wasn't until a friend of mine introduced me to aloe vera that my skin started to repair. So the two products, so I've tried everything. The one product I love of our line is our non-surgical facelift product. And it's because it's a mask that literally creates isometric contraction of your facial muscles, so it tightens and tones and lifts. I can't live without it. I mean, it was responsible for smoothing my skin, shrinking my pores, and then the other product is my cleanser. You know, people with bad skin like I had, we use, you know, you use harsh things to clean your skin, and you want your skin to feel tight and dry once you've washed your face, but that's the worst thing that you can do. So I created a cleanser that literally you put it on, and it attracts all the makeup and dirt and oils and things that are on your face, and then literally you rinse it away, but your skin feels silky smooth. So I love our cleanser, and I love our lift. You know, we have moisturizers, of course, with aloe vera. You know, you can get to the deep layers of the skin and hydrate. So our moisturizers are great, but for somebody like me who had bad skin, that having a good cleanser and having something that really smooths the skin is huge.
When you launched the, when you decided you were going to do this and you went through it and you decided to launch a business, as I said, it's your business. We've talked to all kinds of people. It's an exciting time to be an entrepreneur. What was the best part about doing it? I mean, you had to be a little bit nervous in a way because you're leaping and you hope the net finds you. What were some of the cool things that happened to you?
You know, the cool things that have happened to me are, I think, one, being able to collaborate with other business women in the industry and them being willing to help me. That has been really cool. I've had so much help from other women who have started businesses or who are in the industry, and they've given me advice, they've given me their opinion, and that has been invaluable. And I think particularly as someone who's coming out of one profession as a speech pathologist into something that's really different, it's very scary. And you need that helping hand from people who have gone before you. So that has been really cool.
Yeah, oh yeah, I bet. And that's part of it. When you do a business, you need a mastermind group or people that you can bounce ideas off of, right?
Absolutely. You need mentors. And I call them my muses, you know. I mean, I have a circle of people that I've met over the years and friends, and they are very willing to listen. And when I call, they give me, you know, their thoughts or I can send them product and they'll test it when we're formulating something new. My friend who actually helped me formulate my skincare line, she was in the manufacturing end for 30 years. Oh my gosh, she has been so helpful. Just willing to give that advice.
Oh, yeah, and the manufacturing side, too, is so key when you're putting a product together because you're looking at price point and all of that.
Yes, you really are, and you learn. I mean, I've been surprised by what I didn't know. I really had no idea what I was getting into when I started this.
Yeah.
So, you know, that part, you go, oh, my gosh, I had no idea there were that many balls to juggle. So there are a lot of aspects to handle, but you learn, and it takes time, and you can't set your expectations so unrealistic. You really have to be more grounded about, you know, what can I expect realistically to happen in my first year, in my second year, et cetera.
I love that. That's great advice for any business owner. All right, it's your business with Dr. D. Telting, thanks so much. DallasCollectionSkincare.com. Check it out. Thank you. It was fun having you on the show.
Thank you. That was great. I loved it.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Everybody gets ready for Turkey Day. Yes, indeed, the mailbox is full. So without further ado, easy for me to say after three cups of coffee, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin. Hey, Kate, wanted to be the first to wish you a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family. I'll tell you, the one thing I would wish for the people in Ferguson is calm. Who wants a Thanksgiving marred by protests? Let's hope there is a sense of peace for the holiday and they're able to get through it not only there but other places as well. What do you think will happen? Well, once again, as I go to my trusty crystal ball, let's hope that, it is the holidays, but that also means people have time on their hands and there's a lot of outrage, not just in Ferguson, but we've seen this now happen in other places as well. And especially since ABC News did an exclusive George Stephanopoulos with Darren Wilson, said he was sorry for the loss of life, but it wouldn't have mattered if he was black or white. And he described exactly what happened when he and countered Michael Brown. I don't know if that is going to ease anything whatsoever. And he said he just wanted a normal life, so that was pretty interesting. All right, we move on to this one. This one from Joe in Illinois. Kate, it's unbelievable, this nor'easter that's going to smash into your old hometown, Philadelphia, New Jersey, New York, all up in that northeast area, they say along 95. I have relatives there who are scrambling to get out, are going to be slammed. They're going to get massive snow, and it has all of the makings of a Thanksgiving disaster. Oh, boy, I'll tell you, the worst is when you're traveling, and luckily we aren't. We were going to, because then remember, even with hubs, everything gets backed up when you have, you know, when you have one of the areas even a little bit backed up, it can lead to disaster across the board because you're not making those connecting flights. You know, like you fly into Chicago, O'Hare, whatever. And so what happens on the East Coast could end up affecting a lot of people. Yeah, I did see that. I was watching, I think it was ABC, and I was watching the weather person. They were talking about it. All right, here's another one. This one from Joseph, who says, Kate, big fan. Now here we are sprinting for the finish line of 2014. You say it all the time. Isn't 2015 going to be pretty darn interesting when you think of the presidential race just around the corner? Do you think Hillary Clinton for sure is going to run for the Dems? And who do you think has the inside shot for the Republicans? Well, the Republicans, that's a loaded question because I think there are a lot of people that have a potential for getting that spot. You know, Jeb Bush's name even keeps coming up, but I just can't imagine that's going to be Jeb Bush. Rand Paul, he appeals to a lot of younger people. He's been on the cover of Time magazine a couple of times, which doesn't mean he's going to be the Republican nominee. It just means that people are thinking, talking, and listening to Rand Paul. He's trying to cut across a couple of different demographics. And I think whoever the Republican nominee is, they have to be able to do that. And they have to embrace the Latino crowd because that's a growing number in this country now. How many vote, meaning it depends, because as we all know, there's different kinds of people who register or don't register to vote. And that would be a key thing. And I would think the Republicans would keep an eye on that for sure. Hillary Clinton, done deal. I can't imagine that Hillary Clinton will not run. I think for sure, absolutely. I think she's definitely going to run. Here's one from Randy. Randy says, Kate, this is only the second time I've emailed the show. It's so long ago. The last time I did it, I have to tell you, I get a real chuckle out of Nail the Score. At some point, I usually get it after you've already done it. At some point, I'm going to call in to try to nail the score, because I love these guesses that people come up with. In this last game, the Seattle game, was crazy. Even you, how high you had it, 27-24. I can't believe you thought it was going to be that kind of a game. Yes, I did think it was going to be that kind of a game, and it was nothing like that, was it? Because in the end, it was Seattle winning, but the score was 19-3 over the Cardinals. Listen, I'm telling you, if I could predict scores exactly, do you think I would be doing this? If I could predict what was going to happen tomorrow, do you think I would be doing what I'm doing as much as I massively love this? And the answer is, of course not. Because everybody would come to me and want to know, hey, what's going to happen, Sensei, tomorrow? Can you tell me? Can you look at the stock market? Of course not. Anyway, that was just a little funny jab at you. So make sure, Randy, you call in next time, and let's see if you nail the score. I'll sweeten the pot. I'll throw in a Sports Princess t-shirt for you. I found a whole bunch of them in a box the other day. All right, let's move on to Rob, who says, Kate, and to the Merry Men of America tonight. I think that you guys are all pretty fun, and it looks like you have a fun time, or at least it sounds that way, on the air. Say hi to Matt and Nate. Happy Turkey Day to all of you. By the way, what's your favorite part? I don't even know if I talked about this on the air. We have done that in past years. I like just the basics, man. I am a basic chick. So I like the mashed potatoes and stuffing and turkey. You know, I also like these, and I'm going to make them this year, these white cream onion things, you know, the pearl onions. Ooh, it is so good. I'm telling you, pearl onions, there's something about them. And you mix them in this sauce, and it's pretty darn incredible. So there you go. So those things all combined are probably my favorites. Okay, here's one from Jack, and Jack says, Kate, what do you think is going to happen in the big Thanksgiving Day game, at least the one, between your Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys? I'm a big fan of the Cowboys, just so I know, and I think you have mixed loyalties. So I'm wondering if you're, one, going to be in Texas and who you're going to root for. Well, that, my friend, is a very loaded question for me. I am an Eagles fan from growing up there. So I think when you grow up somewhere, there are certain teams that stick with you. And the Eagles and the Cowboys game couldn't be bigger since they're both leading the NFC East. And I don't know. I haven't really decided who I think is going to win that, to be honest. You know, my gut tells me, gosh, after that huge performance, Tony Romo looked great in the end when they closed the deal against the Giants. And it was the Giants, but I think it's tough at home coming off of that excitement. And then you got Mark Sanchez as the quarterback for the Eagles. I hope it's a close game, but it's going to be, if the Eagles win it, that's a huge win for them. Because I would give the edge a little bit to the Cowboys, you know, for sure. Kurt says, Kate, gobble, gobble. Happy Thanksgiving Day. Can't wait for your biggest turkeys. I heard you mention something about that. Biggest turkey for me this year is probably Eric Holder. I wasn't an Eric Holder basher, but I've become one because of Fast and Furious, how that dragged on, and then I believe that he wasn't completely being honest with us. And the disappointing way he's handled a few things. You mentioned the deal with the banking, and I think that was a big mistake with Jamie Dimon. And, of course, J.P. Morgan. And once you told that story, that just pushed me over the top. So that he would be my biggest turkey of the year. Yeah, he would be on my list, but that's old for me. Because I was not a Holder fan almost from the get-go. And a few other things where I think he really mishandled it and dropped the ball. Okay, Phil. Phil says, Kate, have you ever been to the Macy's Day Parade? I'm just wondering. Of course I've been to the Macy's Day Parade. It's one of my fondest memories of my dad. You know, my dad died when I was 8 years old, but when I was a kid, when I was really little, he took me, I think, 3 times to the Macy's Parade. I can remember being on his shoulders and watching the giant balloons. I always think the balloons are the coolest thing about the Macy's Parade. And the bands. I like the bands, too. So, because, yes, I grew up going to it. When I moved away and I've lived all over the place, the first thing I do is get up and get my cup of joe and, you know, plop in front and watch the Macy's Parade. Of course, it's, you know, a tradition. Absolutely. All right, we're going to squeeze in one more. This one from Bill, who says, Happy Thanksgiving, Kate, Matt, and Nathan. I hope you all get stuffed, if you know what I'm saying. stuffed, yeah. Overeat. That's what you're saying. Overeat. All the things that I just mentioned that are so tough, put your fork down. Yeah, pass those mashed potatoes. You know, turkey itself is not bad for you, but it's all the other things, I think, that all the carbs, this massive carb loading on Thanksgiving. All right, thanks to everybody who emailed the show. Remember, you can always send us your thoughts, americatonight.net. Hang with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.